The Arkansas Support Network, an organization striving to ensure people with developmental disabilities have power and choice in their lives, will take note of its 30th anniversary next year. For 26 of those 29-plus years, the nonprofit has been led by Keith Vyer. He'll retire from that leadership position as we move into 2018, and Sarah Evans will be his successor. She's been with Arkansas Support Network since she was 19. That's three college diplomas ago for Dr. Sarah Evans. Late last week, we invited her to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about several subjects, from how the Graham-Cassidy bill might affect people with disabilities to how the transition in leadership for ASN will work.
I started working at Arkansas Support Network in 2000. I was 19 and took a part-time job doing direct services. And we are, you know, that is our primary focus. We're a direct service provider for individuals with disabilities. We have a really unique philosophy, I think. There are a lot of disability service providers that really approach services from the care aspect, that individuals that need additional support are folks that need to be cared for. And we really approach it from a rights perspective and a social justice perspective, and that just because you need supports doesn't mean that you should have to give up those rights. And so really an extremist philosophy on some level, I think. And that's something that I've grown up with. And so one of the concerns that our board has always had in losing a legacy in Dr. Keith Vyer is that you can bring in someone who has lots of experience as an executive director, has lots of nonprofit experience, who might be willing to look at your budget and your bottom line and say, this would be a smart decision, and not really factor in that this smart decision hinders our ability to fulfill our mission. And so for the last 4 years now, I've been in a deputy role for the purposes of transitioning power and control and learning the ropes of the CEO position for it to be as smooth as possible, and really being able to have that kind of internalized understanding of the agency and the philosophy of the agency.
What has changed since you were 19 in 2000 and you started there? What has changed in the work or the atmosphere with which ASN works in over that time, 17 years?
Yeah, well, the resounding answer to that is growth. When I started working for Arkansas Support Network, we might have supported directly maybe 75 individuals and had a workforce of maybe 300 folks. These days, we're supporting upwards of 400 through various programs. Indirectly, we're impacting close to 1,800 individuals and families every year. We've expanded to statewide services, and we employ just around 800 people. And so growth. Growth has changed significantly.
And for listeners who might not know, when you say you employ these people, mm-hmm. that means?
So we hire direct support staff. The services that we provide in direct services are services for individuals who qualify for institutional level of care, but do not wish to live their lives in a hospital or residential type environment. So we support individuals in their communities. And to do that, it requires a workforce of direct support professionals who are able to go into people's homes and their communities, their workforce, their places of employment, and provide the support for activities of daily living that allow people to be active members of their community.
Do you have to keep an eye on what's going on with the national healthcare discussion?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Currently, I think all of us are threatened by what's currently happening, but particularly individuals with disabilities for a number of reasons. First off, if you look at Medicaid and you look at you know, the current conversations and the repeal bills that we're seeing, a lot of people understand them as Obamacare repeal bills. But the reality is that none of them stop at Obamacare. They all go further into looking at our traditional Medicaid system. And our traditional Medicaid system, of all of the expenditures there, individuals with disabilities in our elderly population make up about 20% of folks receiving Medicare or Medicaid. However, expenditure-wise, those folks make up about 47%. And so when you start talking about funding caps for a population that the needs can be so varying and so diverse, it's a significant threat. And then on top of that, the direct supports that we provide, the vast majority of them are funded through Medicaid waiver. And Medicaid waiver was a program that became possible in the Reagan administration. And prior to that, if you were a person that needed support with your day-to-day living and your only funding source was either being independently wealthy, which very few of us are, or Medicaid was a health insurance. And so your only option for daily supports was a health care service, which funded our institutional models. So in order to get support with cooking and cleaning and medication management on a daily basis, individuals would have to live in a hospital and be able to meet that healthcare requirement, that medical model requirement. The Reagan administration came in and said, we're going to take a little bit of that money, put it in a separate pot, and waive some of the medical requirements to it. And that's what allows for those in-home direct daily services to be provided. And the reason why those are so vulnerable in this particular climate is that it's an add-on to Medicaid. It's not a core service. It's not an entitlement service. And so that means if you shrink the overall budget, if you say to states, we're going to give you a fixed amount of money and you can do whatever you want to
through
with
walk it. Grounding.
Right. Which is what the proposals are addressing. Then you look at entitlement services, which states are mandated to provide. And then the cuts will come from those programs that are seen as add-on, voluntary, not required, not entitled.
Sarah Devens will be the next CEO of Arkansas Support Network beginning January 1st when Keith Vyer retires from that position after 26 years. Our conversation was recorded late last week.